Hi guys, I hope you're having a beautiful day. It's been cloudy here for many days, but the sun is starting to come out right this very minute, and I'm sitting down in it immediately. Actually gonna have a warm day today. I'm very excited. Ah, weather does matter, I gotta say. I wanted to have a conversation about the power of being and feeling indifference. So the definition of being indifferent, like about something, I feel indifferent. Oh, how do you feel about that person? I feel indifferent. Meaning, there's no concern, really. You're not really thinking about it. It's not a concern. It doesn't affect your emotions. It doesn't do any of that. So the power of being and feeling indifferent towards things that are hurting you or have hurt you, that is a powerful, powerful thing to finally accomplish when something, someone, some situation has really, really hurt you and affected you. Some of us hold on to it, and it's kind of like a high for us, or you get addicted to those feelings of sadness or anger because we think that that's the proper fuel for us, and it's not. It's actually destroying you. So being indifferent, and some people really just want to feel indifferent about a certain situation or person, but they don't know how. So the best way to reach a place of feeling free of that emotion, that emotional bond that's a negative emotion. The way, or maybe it's a positive, but it's not reciprocated. Basically, maybe you love somebody, but they don't feel the same way back towards you, or they don't show feelings of love towards you. Well, obviously, that's going to be a bad feeling anyway. So to get there, is to stop having false hope. To look at it and ask yourself, why do I have hope in this situation? Let's say that it is where you want something to work out with somebody, and over again, it's just it doesn't seem good for you. The first thing you need to do is look within and see where adjustments and improvements need to be changed within you. And that's a big deal. But if you are with somebody and they aren't doing well for your life, and it's obvious. There's no, like, you're not making it up in your head, you have to come to a point of indifference. There's got to be a jungle. Whenever I try to have a conversation, I'm in a zoo-like atmosphere with this noise. It's just so annoying. I'm going to pause this and resume when everybody decides to quiet down. Oh, look, they're quieting down. Sometimes when we accept things, then they swiftly change in our favor. And that's the funny part about this conversation. What I was going to say is that to reach a place of feeling indifferent, not giving a shit anymore, in plain terms, about a certain situation, is to come to a place of acceptance. Accepting exactly what has happened, accepting how it's made you feel, accepting everything as a whole, not allowing false hope to influence your emotions and your decisions. Just really looking for at something as it is. I'm looking at the grass. It's a piece of grass. That's it. This person makes me feel like a piece of shit. That's it. That's who they are. I don't want to feel that way. I'm going to move myself away. If you're angry about a situation and you wish that things would have went differently, if somebody angered you, just accept them for who they are. That's a person that causes others to feel angry. And so I'm going to move on because I know that that's their purpose, and I'm not going to be angry anymore. If you're mad at yourself, why be mad at yourself when you have the power to improve on your flaws, weaknesses, or things that you feel that you could become better at? So feeling negative emotions have a lot to do with the fact that you have not accepted something for really what it is, and you have not come to a place where you still may have hope in something that there should not be hope for. If you're waiting for somebody to change and to improve, it's never going to happen unless they decide that they want to change and improve. So instead of wanting to change other people, the best thing to do is start working on you. Because as you change and as you grow, you're not going to want the same things that made you feel like shit. You're going to start going towards a direction of things that make you feel happy. Because when you're loving and caring for yourself and taking care of yourself, you start seeking things that comply with that action, behavior, and the belief of what you are worth. But acceptance is a big thing. So if a great thing for an example of the way that I've accepted something is I was, in a relationship for with somebody, and it was like an off and on thing for years, stayed friends, this and that. I still don't understand what that stupidity was, but I do, because it definitely made me grow as a person in ways that I can't even imagine, and has brought me closer to my spirituality and God. But that's for me, every journey's different. Finally, what made me stop doing that is that I accepted this person for who they are. They're always going to have a blowout. They're always going to misbehave. They're always going to make me feel sad. They're always going to argue with me, cause a fight with me. I don't argue and fight with anybody in my life. So if there's that one person, it's got to tell you a lot. You know what I'm saying? So it brought me to a place where I just accept that that person needs help, mental help, spiritual help, help in every way a human being needs to be helped. But that ain't my problem, and that ain't my motherfucking job. Okay, please stay away. Amen, amen to that. Okay. Another thing too, with a family member, a very close family member, has nothing to do with me, and they definitely should. In my reality and in my mind, I feel like they should have something to do with me. They abandoned me pretty much at a very young age, growing into a woman. But that's fine. It used to hurt me badly. It doesn't hurt me now. I accept the fact that he did the best that he could possibly do based on the way that he was raised, and based on his spirituality, based on his self-love, and the based on his outlook of life. And that's another person that needs massive amounts of help, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, in every way, shape, and form. So when we look at the people that have caused us bad feelings, we have to really look at them in a place of saying, why can't they give me these great feelings? Well, take a look at themselves. Take a look at them. How do they treat themselves? How do they treat other people? And what is their view on life? Those are the three questions you need to be asking yourself. And after you answer those questions, you have to accept them for who they are. This person, I accept them for who they are. I accept them for the way they've made me feel. I accept them. And then you wash your fucking hands and you don't feel those shitty, horrible feelings anymore. You know? So unbelievable this is. And if somebody did something wrong to you, this can help for that. This can help if you're loving somebody that is treating you unfairly, unkindly. You can apply this to any portion of your life. For me, though, a weakness is if I'm in a job situation and I'm treated unkindly. The way that I will become indifferent is I will quit the job. I've done it before, right on the spot, quit the job. I don't deal with any abuse whatsoever. So, and people are very dependent on their jobs. But let me tell you something. If you have the bravery and the strength within you to choose you and choose respect, self-respect over torture, abuse, and getting mentally ill, the universe, God, whatever, the energies of your bravery, whatever you want to call it, is going to direct you in the next place to go where your presence is deserved. Don't take disrespect from anybody. But with people outside of your job, or like where you have to see all the time, you accept those people and you just walk away and do not let them back in, because there's no reason for it. And once you accept that situation or those people, for who they are, you're never going to want to, because you're not even going to be thinking about it. You know, like, I always think to myself, like, whenever, like, I thought I was over something, and I'm like, yeah, I'm over it. It was not that I was emotionally over it, because I'm playing a song and singing that song, whatever it is that relates, like, what's a song that can relate, I don't want you, there's a song, I don't want you coming back no more. I love that song. And you sing it, but in your mind, you're thinking of somebody or something, right? And it's like, well, if I was really emotionally over that fully, there wouldn't even be a song, because it would be so far away from my mind. You know what I mean? So we gotta, like, look at what we're, or like, there's that song, I ain't missing you at all. I ain't missing you at all since you've been gone. And in my head, I'm like, if you really weren't missing the person, you wouldn't have made that song. You are missing them somewhere inside, you know? Indifference is basically they are no longer within your being. They are not inside of your mind. They are not inside of your emotions, or the situation is not in your mind and is not in your emotions whatsoever. That is the true meaning of being indifferent, or in acceptance. I accept that and I'm done with it and I move on from it. So let's wrap this up. I want you to ask these three questions. How does that person treat themselves? How does that person treat other people? How does that person look at the world? What is their attitude? How do they speak about circumstances of every day? Are they positive? Are they negative? So that should answer all your questions. That should answer a lot of why you feel the way you do when you answer those three questions. And let's just say that they come off that they treat themselves well, and it comes off that they treat others well, but maybe they just treat you bad. Write it down. How does this person, all right, we could add a fourth question. How does this person treat themselves? How do they treat other people? How do they treat me? And what is their perception of the world? Somebody with an open heart that is optimistic is going to be treating other people well. They're going to be treating themselves well and looking to improve as the days go on. They're going to be having a great attitude towards life, treating other people well, and treating you well. And if in any of those questions you can't say something positive, that should be a good indication of a reason that you shouldn't give a fuck. Shouldn't care about them. You know, shouldn't give a shit about that. I accept them. May they, God bless them. May they enjoy a great life away from me. Okay. And it's so funny, because when you really do get to a place where you don't, where that feeling towards a person or situation is gone, like, there is, I always say, like, because I don't want to bump into the person, because I have. And I say to myself, I hope to God that that person is in Mexico right now with 10 cocktails around them, with music blaring, with engaged to somebody, getting married next week. Just please don't be around me. You know, I don't wish bad. I wish you away from me. Please stay away. But even if you do end up seeing them, you're not even going to remember. You're going to see them, hear the thought, and then 10 minutes later, you're going to forget that they're even in the same room as you. And you're going to be like, wow, I remember the days where I really gave a shit about this, and I don't now. And that is so empowering and freaking amazing to feel. But you're going to do amazing. And just know that when the mind is quiet, you're allowing the heart to start manifesting. When the mind is quiet, allows the heart to work. It allows all the dreams of the heart to come true. And I hope that all of the dreams of your heart comes true. Have a beautiful day.